This game between the Scotland County Tigers and the Schuyler County Rams is brought to you by these fine sponsors: Community Bank of Memphis, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Memphis, People's Bank of Wyconda, Canton, and Cahokia, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, north of Memphis, The Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Memphis, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, and Tri-County Electric. Now to North Shelby, where Donnie Middleton is your play-by-play.
And welcome back, everybody, to the 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. It is the boys' turn, a 2-7 matchup. Schuyler County and Scotland County taking up the starting lineup for Scotland County. It'll be Corbin Fluffy, the junior. Callan Hamlin, a junior. Vince Dale, a sophomore. Marcus Smith, a sophomore, and Owen Triplett, a senior. Corbin Blessing, Callan Hamlin, Vince Dale, Marcus Smith, and Owen Triplett. And the Tigers come in 2-9, coached by Jeremy Austin. For Schuyler County, Elliot Simmons, a sophomore. Cale Wendy, a junior. Hooper Amon, a senior. Donner Smith, a junior. And Ryan Ferris, a senior. As Schuyler County comes in with a record of 10-3 and coached by Chris Pruitt. So ball is up. Tip is controlled by Schuyler County as Cale Wendy just outland Owen Triplett for the ball, or Marcus Smith. So Wendy gives the ball to Smith, to Sevitz. Now Wendy on the right wing. Amon in the right corner. And it's Amon. Kicks it back out to Smith, top of the key. Try to get it to Wendy. It's knocked away, stolen away by Triplett. Triplett gives it to Dale. Now back to Triplett. Now Corbin Blessing from 10. Puts up a shot off the baseline. No good. Ball's loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds. And they say last touch by Schuyler County. So it'll be Owen Triplett to inbound the Tigers in front of the Schuyler County bench. Gets it in to Dale on the right lane. Blessing, top of the key. Blessing gives it back to Hamlin on the left wing. Now Dale turned around, 10-footer, and got it. As soon as I find Vince Dale, maybe there he is. He's wearing the wrong number. And now Smith for three out of the right corner, no good. Elliott Simmons, the rebound. Gets it out to Wendy on the right wing. Back to Smith on the left wing. To Wendy. Back to Smith, left wing beyond the arc to Sevitz, top of the key. Smith. Back to Sevitz in the right corner. Inside to Ryan Ferris as he is tied up. They call a jump ball tied up by Hamlin. And alternating possession goes back to Scotland County. So Vince Dale is wearing number 12 tonight. Okay. So different with the basketball. Gets it over across to Hamlin. Now to Dale. Underneath the shot put up. No good by Marcus Smith. And Cooper Amon off the rebound. It's Cale Wendy. Wendy gives it to Connor Smith. Now Wendy will try a long three. No good. It hit the top of the backboard. And it'll be Schuyler County basketball. Tigers with the early lead 2-0. Pressure by Schuyler County at 1-2-2 zone trap. As Blessing in the backcourt to Triplett. Triplett dribbles into a double team to Blessing. Now Dale takes a giant step and walks with it. So Schuyler County will have the basketball. Elliott Sevitz will inbound to Cale Wendy as Wendy will bring it across the timeline. 1-2-2 zone by Schuyler County. Sevitz to Connor Smith. Gets it inside to Ferris, back to Wendy. Wendy running 10-footer, no good. And that's Dale off the rebound. As Dale will dribble through a triple team, lost the handle of the basketball, picked up by Ryan Ferris. As Ferris little running 10-footer, dashed all over the rim, wouldn't go down, and the rebound comes off to Hamlin. Hamlin to Triplett. Now Blessing has it. He's still in the backcourt to Triplett. Across the timeline to Vince Dale. Trying to get it inside to Marcus Smith. Stolen away by Connor Smith. To Cale Windy. As Windy will bring it across the timeline. Top of the key. Savage will try a three on the way. Bullseye! Elliott Savage has 3 points. It's a 1 point Skyler lead. Pressured by the Rams as Triplett. To Blessing, back to Triplett. As Triplett out of a double team to Vince Dale. Dale takes it to the hoop, put up a shot, rechecks it by Amon. And Amon comes out with it, gives it to Sevens. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on, I think, Corbin Blessing. As who they're going to call it on, it'll be Corbin Blessing, picks up his first foul. As now Marcus Smith checks out. And Tate Richmond, I think, who that is. As Savage gets in the right corner. Stops, pops from five. No good. As Tate Richmond got the rebound. To Triplett. Triplett out of a double team to Richmond. Gets it to Vince Dale. Top of the key. Back to Triplett. Between the two circles. Now Richmond between the two circles. Blessing will try a three off the left wing. Airballed it. And a rebound. Slapped out of bounds. It'll be Skyler basketball. 4:32 left to play in the first quarter. 3-2, Skyler County with the lead. As Windy will inbound to Sevitz, back to Windy. Cale Windy will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key to Sevitz. Dribbles to the top of the key, gives it to Connor Smith. Now Windy for three out of the corner. No good. But Sevitz keeps the rebound alive. Takes it to the right wing. Bad pass. Bounces right to Vince Dale, but stolen back by Cooper Amon. Amon kicks it out in the corner to Windy. Windy cut off on the left baseline. Now Connor Smith for three, no good. And Corbin Blessing off the rebound. Blessing to Richmond. Now Triplett back to Richmond in the backcourt. Richmond now back to Triplett. Triplett brings it across the timeline. Dale, free throw line. Blessing. Inside it goes to Hamlin. Reverse layup, no good. Tip up, no good. Hamlin gets it back, kicks back out top of the key for three. Bullseye! Owen Triplett makes it 5-3. Scotland with the lead. Here comes Skyler County. Windy. No look pass to Ferris. Off the baseline from 10. Connor Smith, but Ferris got the rebound, put it back up and in. 2 points for Ryan Ferris, who tied at 5. Triplett. Back to Richmond. Back to Triplett. Triplett. Gives it a Blessing on the right wing. Blessing back to Triplett. Now underneath, and pass is still away by Cooper Amon. Ryan Ferris takes it to the hoop, puts it out and got it. 4 points for Ryan Ferris. 7-5, Skyler with the lead. Under 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Corbin Blessing walked with it. So turnover gives it back to Skyler County. Now Brody Weaver will check in. Also Mason Windy will check in. With 2:48 left to play in the first quarter. They give it to Smith on the left wing. To Mason Windy. Gets it inside Brody Weaver. Weaver gives it to Amon. And Amon. Trying to drive the baseline. A whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on. That's Vince Dale. So Dale picks up his first foul. So it will be Cale Windy. The inbound underneath his own basket. Connor Smith for three on the way. No good. Fights for the rebound. Out with it comes Brody Weaver. His turnaround 15-footer. No good. Cale Windy off the rebound. Brings it back out top of the key. Gets it inside. Cooper Amon turns. Puts it up. Missed it. I think Dale got a piece of it. Triplett gets it ahead to Hamlin. Hamlin in a double team. Back to Triplett. Triplett on the right wing. Now Richmond, a three-pointer. Out of the right corner, no good. Hamlin with the rebound. Puts it up and in. 2 points for Callum Hamlin. Tied at 7. 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Connor Smith between the two circles to Mason Windy. To Cale Windy in the right corner. Connor Smith Cooper Aylin right side of the circle. Cale Wendy. Gets it back out to Mason. To Connor Smith for three on the way. Spins in and out. No good. Gets Dale with the rebound. To Triplett. Triplett. Long pass down the floor to Lucas Derflinger. And Derflinger tried to get it back to Triplett. Slapped out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. 1:33 left to play in the first quarter. Tied at 7. Derflinger has it in the left corner. Gives it back out to Tate Richmond. Now Triplett will try another 3. No good. Vince Dale the rebound. Puts it back up. Missed it. And off the rebound, Connor Smith to Cooper Amon. Amon will bring it across the timeline to Mason Wendy. On the right wing beyond the arc, Connor Smith and Cale Wendy. Wendy will drive the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it. But he drew the foul. Foul, I think, is going to be on Hamlin. And that's who it's going to be on. So Caitlin Hamlin picked up his first foul. Cale Wendy at the line. First shot up, got it. First point for Cale Wendy as in the ball game. Well, it comes a 13. Let me see if we've got a 13. That's Wendy. Second free throw on the way. Got it. So Cale Wendy with 2 points. 2 points, got only 9-7. As Jess Lane stopped. That came in, gives it a Derflinger. Now to Triplett. As Triplett gets the ball over to Tate Richmond. Richmond gives it back to Triplett. Now stop, top of the key. Richmond on the right wing to stop. To the left wing goes to Triplett. Triplett gives it to Derflinger in the left corner. Derflinger had the ball stolen away by Cooper Amon to Mason Wendy. As Mason Wendy will take it to the hoop, lays it all high off. Flash, no good. Richmond with the rebound. As Richmond gives it to Triplett. Across the timeline to Derflinger in front of the Scott County bench. To Triplett. Triplett, top of the key. Had a ball tip, but picked up by Richmond. Now Derflinger in the left corner. Derflinger had the ball slapped away out of his hand. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Derflinger. So Schuyler County with 11 and a half seconds left to play in the first quarter with the basketball leading 9-7. Cale Wendy across the timeline to Smith on the left wing. Out pops Brody Weaver. Now Smith for 3 on the way. No good. Rebound. Ryan Ferris and shot after the buzzer. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Schuyler County 9 and Scotland County 7. Back in a moment. This is KNM Sports.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately, there's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Whether you're thinking of buying, improving, or refinancing, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has the terms and rates to put your plan into action for vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, and ag loans. 7 Northeast Missouri locations have experienced staff ready and waiting to serve you in Cahoga, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland, serving the rural community for over 100 years. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at the North Shelby Tournament, 9-7, Schuyler County with the lead with the basketball as Brody Weaver has it on the left wing to Mason Wendy. Now Cale skips across to the left wing, back to Mason. Mason Wendy, bounce pass inside, tried to find Ferris, and bounce pass to right to Richmond to Corbin Blessing. Blessing back to Richmond at the timeline. Richmond gives the ball to Stott on the right wing. Richmond between the two circles. Richmond gives the ball back to Blessing on the left wing beyond the arc to Richmond. to stop. Now pass to Marcus Smith in the right corner to Richmond. Now Blessing will try a three. No good. And off the rebound, Connor Smith gives it to Weaver. To Cale Windy. As Cale Windy will bring it across the timeline, has it between the two circles. Dribbles to the left wing. Finds Ferris in the left corner. To Mason Windy. Now Cale Windy back to Mason. Connor Smith in the right corner. Cale Windy top of the key to Mason Windy. Between the two circles. Bounce pass Connor Smith. Gives it back to Cale. Cale Windy to the free throw line. Ryan Ferris on the left wing. As Ryan Ferris jump pass to Mason Windy. Good over his head and out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. Now Elliot Sevitz will check back in. And Mason Windy will check out. Also, Connor Smith checks out. As Brody Weaver ends ball game. Richmond to start on the right wing. Now Blessing on the left wing. Richmond between the two circles to stop. Smith in the right corner. Gets it inside. Shots put up. No good by Bo Triplett, and he walked with it. So Schuyler County gets it back on the turnover. It's stuck at 9-7 for about 2 minutes. Cale Windy gives it to Sevitz between the two circles. To Weaver, gets it inside to Amon. Now to Ryan Ferris, puts it up and in. 6 points for Ryan Ferris. 4 points, Schuyler lead 11-7. Richmond to Blessing on the right wing. Stott to Blessing. Top of the key to Richmond, to Blessing. Now, Stott for three, bullseye. Lane Stott hits a three, and it's 11-10. Schuyler with the lead and the basketball. As Windy gives a seventh across the free throw line to Weaver, top of the key. Windy cut off on the right baseline. Inside it goes to high post, Cooper Amon, backdoor play, Brody Weaver. Lays it up and got it. 2 points for Weaver. Richmond to Stott. Now Smith in the right corner to Richmond. Blessing has the top of the key. Gets back out to Richmond at the timeline. Back to Corbin Blessing. Now Richmond dribbles into the right corner. Gets it inside. No Triplett. And they call it a jump ball as he was tied up by Cale Windy. Alternating possession stays with Scotland County. Now, Richmond will check out. Bo Triplett checks out. Owen Triplett checked back in. And Vincent Dale checked back in for the Tigers. 13-10 as Blessing will try a three. Bullseye! Corbin Blessing ties the game at 13 as Cale Windy brings it across the timeline to Sevitz on the right wing. Sevitz gives it to Weaver, top of the key. Now, Windy on the left wing. The seventh. Seventh takes it down the lane, puts up the shot, missed it, and Vince Dale off the rebound. Dale gets it to Triplett. Triplett will bring it across the timeline. Triplett has it between the two circles. Blessing between the two circles. Now Hamlin in the left corner on the left baseline. Hamlin gets it inside to Dale in the double team. Now triple team. Gets it back out to Triplett in the right corner. Blessing will try another three. Bullseye! 6 points for Corbin Blessing. A 3-point Scotland County lead. With the ball, Schuyler County. As Windy makes a bad pass. Stolen away by Scotland County. Triplett gets the ball to Blessing on the left wing. Now the left baseline, Hamlin. Inside, Dale puts it up and got it. 4 points for Vince Dale. And now Scotland County wants a timeout. 3:48 left to play in the first half. It's Scotland County 18, Scotland County 13, back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto, and equipment coverage. Property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage, and workers' compensation for a pest control company. and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Back at North Shelby, 8-0 run by Scotland County. As they were behind 13-10, now they have the lead 18-13, and Scotland County with the basketball. Wendy will bring it across the timeline to Smith on the left wing to Wendy. Back to Smith in the corner. Gets it inside to Cooper Amon. And Amon is just plowed under by Hamlin. So Callum Hamlin picks up his second personal foul. Cale Wendy will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it to Amon in the left corner. Now seven, saves it from going over and back. Amon, 15-footer, got it. Cooper Amon with 2 points. 18-15. Scotland with the lead, and the basketball is triplet. Finds Blessing on the right wing. Blessing cut off on the right baseline, throws it out of bounds off of Ryan Ferris. Owen Triplett will inbound underneath his own basket for Scotland County. Triplett looks for somebody, still looks, gets it to Hamlin. Hamlin gets it back out to Triplett in the right corner. Triplett dribbles to the right wing beyond the arc. Hamlin on the left side of the circle across the free throw line. Underneath to Corbin Blessing, couldn't hang on to it, stolen away by Wendy. Cale Wendy takes it down into the paint, puts up the shot, missed it. Looked like Smith had about all ball, but they're going to call the foul. I think it's on Marcus Smith, and it will be. So Marcus Smith picks up his first foul. As Cale Wendy will go to the line, he has two looking for three. 2:56 left to play in the first half. First shot by Wendy's no good. 18-15, Scotland County with a lead as Cale Wendy with two. Again, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 3 points for Cale Wendy. 2 points, Scotland lead. Owen Triplett with the basketball. Triplett gives the ball to Blessing on the right wing. Out pops Hamlin between the two circles. Now Triplett on the left side of the circle. Had the ball punched away by Ferris. Picked up by Triplett, and then Triplett throws the ball out of bounds. So turnover, Scotland County. 2:38 left to play in the first half. Skyler with the basketball as Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Find Smith on the deep left wing. Dribbles out between the two circles to Stegis. Wendy will try a three. No good. And off of the rebound, Owen Triplett. Triplett will bring it across the timeline. And the man defense by Schuyler County is Triplett. Looks for somebody to throw it to. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Ryan Ferris. That's his first team foul against Schuyler County. So Owen Triplett on the near sideline will inbound. As Triplett gets it to Marcus Smith. Now Vince Dale, spin move in the paint, puts up the shot, spin balls in and out, no good. And Connor Smith off the rebound to Cale Wendy. Wendy to Connor Smith. Now Cooper Amon gives it back to Smith. Thought about the three, didn't take it, top of the key. Finds Wendy back to seventh. The left wing goes to Smith. Wendy will try a three from the top of the key. No good. And off the rebound, Callum Hamlin. Gives it to Smith. Almost lost it. Gets it back to Triplett. Triplett has it between the two circles. 1:30 left to play in the first half. Inside it goes to Marcus Smith. Puts a shot up and got it. 2 points for Marcus Smith, 4 points, Scotland Lee, 20-16. Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Find Smith on the left wing. Seventh, top of the key to Wendy on the right wing. In the right corner to Amon. Amon stopped, popped him, Cam missed it. And Triplett off the rebound. Triplett brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Dale lost the handle on the basketball, stolen away by Ryan Ferris, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and fights for the rebound, and Scotland County comes away with it. Hamlin takes it into the paint, gives it back to Blessing for three, in and out, no good. And off the rebound, Ryan Ferris for Schuyler County. 35 seconds left to play in the first half. It's Cale Wendy in the center circle. And Schuyler County in a 1-2-2 zone. As Cale Wendy will go, and Schuyler County will go for the final shot of the half. As Wendy down to 18-17 seconds. As Wendy, Schuyler County just going to let him count it down. Now there's 10 seconds. It's 7. Just to Connor Smith. Smith to Wendy for 3 on the way. Bullseye! 6 points to Cale Wendy. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Schuyler County 20 and Schuyler County 19. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
We rely on millions of working people each day to help keep America strong and growing. When operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
School's back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.SchuylerCountyTimes.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Tigers, Schuyler County Ram Basketball, one new sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMEM FM Memphis, we're at halftime of the boys' game with Schuyler County leading Schuyler County 20-19. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four Schuyler County. Corbin Blessing with 6. Callum Hamlin with 2. Lane Stott with 3 points. Marcus Smith with 2. Owen Triplett with 3. And Vince Dale with 4. For Schuyler County, Elliot Tevis with 3. Cale Wendy with 6. Drew Brayman with 2. Ryan Ferris with 6. And Bodie Weaver with 2. Schuyler County led 9-7 after one quarter. Schuyler now scored. Schuyler 13-10 in the second quarter. And the Tigers lead here for halftime 20-19. And I'll be back with more in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.SchuylerCountyTimes.com today.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of the second game of the evening, a boys' game at Schuyler County, the number 7 seed, leading number 2, Schuyler County, 20-19. In the first game of the evening, it was a girls' first-round game, a 4-5 matchup. Schuyler County, the number 4 seed, won their 13th game of the year by defeating Schuyler County 65-35. And Schuyler County 11 scoring by Axel Laws with 11 points. J.C. Moore for the 11. And Kate Hatfield with 24. While Schuyler County was led by Quinn Hamlin with 14 points. Schuyler County led 14-8 after one quarter. Schuyler County outscored Scotland 23-11 in the second quarter. Schuyler led 37-19 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored Scotland 12-5. The lead 49-24 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler again outscored Scotland 16-11. And Schuyler County ladies won it 65-35. Schuyler County improves to 13-1, while Scotland County drops to 4-8. And coming up after this ball game, we'll have one more game for you as a girls' first-round game. It'll be the number 1 seed, South Shelby Lady Cardinals, taking on number 8, the Knox County Lady Eagles. And then coming up tomorrow night, or the last game of the night, from here will be a boys' first-round game. It's North Shelby boys and Marion County boys. Then coming up tomorrow night at 4:30, it will be number 3, Cairo, taking on number 6, the Plata. At 6 o'clock tomorrow night, the boys' first-round game, Cairo, the number 1 seed, taking on La Plata. At 7:30 tomorrow night, a girls' first-round game will be Cairo, North Shelby, and Marion County. Then the final game tomorrow night, a boys' game, will be South Shelby and Knox County. That's the only game we're going to have for you tomorrow night from the North Shelby tournament, the 9 o'clock game. West Coast games, I like to call them, Knox County and South Shelby. And Wednesday night, we'll have all four games for you on Wednesday. And we'll talk more about that. Tune in to sports. Or when this game's over, I can pretty well tell you what's going to happen on Wednesday night. 20-19, Collin County with a 1-point lead. We're at halftime. I'll be back with the third quarter. In 2 minutes, this is K&M Sports.
It's cold outside, but the chores still need done. Slayton Polaris wants to help you get the work done faster and in comfort with a new Ranger XP1000. Right now, you can start the new year off-road and get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. Get a full enclosure with doors, windows, and rear panels. And don't forget, you can even add a heater. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris or stop in and see their selection of Ranger 1000s today. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Niebuhr's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Niebuhr's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast, our internet and telephone services are reliable, and most importantly, Niebuhr is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Niebuhr's providing it. Learn more at www.niebuhr.net. Niebuhr wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected New Year.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today. You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
And welcome back, everybody. 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. As we start this third quarter, boys' first-round game, Scotland County leads Scotland County 20-19. Scotland with the basketball as Smith inbounds to Wendy. Wendy has it between the two circles. Gives it to Connor Smith inside Cooper Amon on the left block. Savage will try a three, top of the key, no good. And the rebound comes off to Ryan Ferris. And they call a jump ball between he and Kalen Hamlin. And alternating possession back to Scotland County. So Corbin Blessing will inbound to Triplett. Triplett will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Hamlin, left side of the circle. Hamlin looks for somebody. Scotland County goes man to man. As Corbin Blessing loses the ball, Seventh will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 5 points for Elliott, Seventh. Scotland County up by one, 21-20. Triplett across the timeline. Hamlin has it on the left wing. Now Vince Dale goes through a double team, pulls up the shot, missed it. And Cooper aimed off the rebound. Now still loose on the floor, picked up by Cale Wendy. Gets it ahead to Connor Smith. Puts it up, got it. Those two for Connor Smith. 23-20. Scotland with the lead. Scotland with the basketball as Triplett will bring it across the timeline. And now Scotland County wants a timeout. 6:52 left to play in the third quarter. Scotland County 23, Scotland County 20. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Back at North Shelby High School, 23-20. Scotland with the lead. Scotland in basketball is Dale on the right wing. Hamlin at the top of the key. Takes it down the right lane to the right block. And then he got Connor Smith in the air. Nice fake by Hamlin. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. I think it's going to be on Connor Smith. It is. So Connor Smith picks up his first foul. And Callum Hamlin will be at the line. He has two looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Callum Hamlin, 23-21. 2 points, Scotland County lead as Hamlin eyes it, fires it, got it. 4 points for Callum Hamlin. 1 point, Scotland lead. Underneath it goes to Cooper. Amon puts it up, it goes down, it counts, and he's fouled by Vince Dale. So Dale will pick up the foul, and on Vince, that's his second, and Cooper Amon has 4 points looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 5 points for Cooper Amon. 4 points, Scotland County lead as Triplett gives it to Hamlin. Hamlin inside the Corbin Blessing on the baseline in a double team. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Elliott Sevitz. So Sevitz picks up his first foul. Second team foul against the Rams. Triplett underneath his own basket. Will inbound. Looks for somebody. Finds Marcus Smith in the left corner. Tried to force it in. Tried to Dale. Batted away. Cale Wendy to take it to the hoop. Missed the shot. Rebound comes out to Smith. Smith to Blessing. Gives it to Triplett. It's Triplett in the corner. Gives it to Vince Dale. Gets everybody in the air. missed his shot to do the foul. Ridgedale will go to the line. The foul, maybe, yep, no, it's going to be on Ryan Ferris, and that's his second. So Vince Dale with four, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 5 points for Vince Dale. As Fade Richmond checks back in, and Marcus Smith sets it down. 6:08 left to play in the third quarter. 5 for Dale, looking for six, and in and out, and went back down. So 6 points for Vince Dale as Gale Windy gets it to Smith, gets it inside to Cooper Amon, puts up the shot from five, missed it, and Vince Dale off the rebound to Triplett. 26-24, Skyler with the lead. Here comes Triplett to the top of the key. Tate Richmond on the left, the right wing, gets it into Hamlin. And Hamlin, took it down the right in the middle of the lane, and the foul's going to be on Ryan Ferris, and that's his third. So three fouls on Ryan Ferris, and Callum Hamlin will be at the line. He has four, looking for five as Brody Weaver gets set to check in for Schuyler County. As Hamlin shot up, got it. 5 points for Callum Hamlin. Now Ryan Ferris will check out. Brody Weaver will check in. 26-25. Scotter up by one. As Hamlin eyes it, fires it, got it. 6 points for Callum Hamlin. Cale Windy will bring it across the timeline. Collin County wants to go man-to-man. Elliott Savitz on the left wing. Windy, high post, Amon. Amon kicks it out to Smith. Now Windy for three on the way. Bullseye. Cale Windy with 9 points. 29-26. Skyler was the lead. Here comes Triplett to Richmond on the deep right wing. Hamlin top of the key. Dale has it on the left wing. Corbin Blessing takes it into the paint, puts up a shot, blocked, and goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Triplett underneath his own basket will inbound. 5:08 left to play in the third quarter. 29-26, Scotland with the lead. Triplett to Dale, puts up the shot, missed it, and Cooper Amon off the rebound. Amon will bring it to Windy. Almost went over and back. Windy at the top of the key. Now backs off between the two circles. We'll try another three. Bullseye! 12 points for Cale Windy. 6 points, Skyler lead. Here comes Triplett. Triplett takes it to the left side of the circle. Gives it out to Hamlin. Now Dale has it in the left corner. Triplett top of the key for three. Bullseye! 6 points for Owen Triplett. 32-29, Skyler with the lead and the basketball. Cale Windy backs off between the two circles as Windy gives it to Connor Smith, top of the key. Now Windy sees it open. He takes it to the hoop, puts up a shot, no good. Brody Weaver puts back, no good, but Windy gets the rebound. Weaver, left baseline, five-foot jumper, got it. 4 points for Brody Weaver, 34-29. Skyler with the lead. Here comes Owen Triplett. Takes it to the left block. Lays it up. Got it. Nice move by Owen Triplett. He has eight. 34-31. Skyler with the lead. Cale Windy with the basketball. Windy bounced past to Amon on the left side of the circle. Out pops Connor Smith to the right wing. Windy tries another three. No good. That's it short. And Corbin Blessing off the rebound. To Owen Triplett, and he almost carried it. Dribbles to the top of the key. He'll try another three. This one no good. Elliott Savitz off the rebound. Savitz brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now down to the right. Block lays it up and got it. 7 points for Elliott Savitz. 5 points, got a lead. 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Triplett gives it to Richmond on the right wing in the right corner. Dale. That's Dale. Spin move along the baseline. Puts up a shot. Missed it. And Cooper Amon thought he had all ball. We shall saw a different deal. Let's see who they call it on. I'll call it on Brody Weaver. Vince Dale at the line. He has six, looking for seven. First shot on the way. Got it. 7 points for Vince Dale. Brody Weaver checks out. Mason Wendy checks in. Also, Connor Smith checks out. Ryan Ferris will check back in. And Lane Scott will check in for the Tigers. That's Dale. Seven, looking for eight. Shot on the way. Got it. 8 points for Vince Dale. 3 points, Connor County lead. Elias Sevens. Yep, so he's going to sit down. Not necessarily. Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Scotland County goes back to the 1-2-2 zone. Give and go to Ryan Ferris. But of a shot, no good. He was in a crowd. And Richmond off the rebound. Hamlin. Offensive foul. Should be an offensive foul. It will be on Callum Hamlin. So Hamlin picks up his third personal foul. As in the ball game will come Tyson Applegate. Ryan Ferris will set down. 3 point Scotter lead with 2:25 left to play in the third quarter. As Sevens gives it to Wendy. Now Mason Wendy to Sevens, drives the baseline, tried to hand it off to Applegate, and is stolen away by Stott. As Stott to Triplett, back to Stott. Hamlin on the left wing. Hamlin takes it to the hoop, reverse layup, got it. 8 points for Callum Hamlin. 36-35, Scotter up by one with 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Mason Wendy on the left wing. Sevens, back to Mason Wendy. Back to Sevens, he'll try a three. Bullseye! 10 points. Well, it's Sevens, and now timeout on the floor. 1:51 left to play in the third quarter. Scotter County 39, Scotland 35. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Because at SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Back in North Shelby High School, Scotland County down by four with the basketball. It's Hamlin on the left wing to Stott. Stott around the top of the key. To the left side, try to give and go back to Derflinger. Stolen away by Scotland County. And now Wendy, couple, one behind-the-back dribble, too many. Stolen away by Stott. Now Richmond between the two circles, down to 120 left to play in the third quarter. Derflinger on the left wing to Hamlin, top of the key. Hamlin takes it down into the paint. And we got a whistle and a foul, evidently. So we'll wait for the scoreboard. The foul's going to be on Mason Wendy. That's his first 16 foul against Scotter County. Derflinger inbounds to Stott in the left corner. Gets it out to Richmond. Richmond still on the left wing. Hamlin trying to get it inside to Bo Triplett. Now stolen away by Scotter County. It's Mason Wendy. Had the ball punched away from behind by Stott. Picked up by Richmond. Richmond will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Hamlin on the left wing. Takes it dotted wide. Puts the shot up. Missed it. And Cooper aiming off the rebound, a whistle and a foul. Maybe on Hamlin. If it is, that's his fourth, and it is, and it is. So four fouls on Callum Hamlin. Marcus Smith will check back in for Schuyler County. Connor Smith checks in, and Brody Weaver checks in. 45 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 39-35. Schuyler with the lead in the basketball. As Cale Whitney will bring it across the timeline to Smith. Inside to Brody Weaver. Turns, little 10-footer. Got it. 6 points for Brody Weaver. Across the timeline, Tate Richmond gives it to Stop to the right wing to Smith. Now Bo Triplett, no look pass out to Durflinger. And Lucas wasn't looking for it either. Goes out of bounds, so it'll be Schuyler basketball with 20 seconds. As Cale Whitney will bring it across the timeline. 41-35, Schuyler up by six. As Whitney again, down to 10 seconds, now they'll go. Brody Weaver to Cale Whitney to Smith. Now Weaver for three, on the way, no good. And the rebound comes off to Cale Whitney, put it up and in. At the buzzer, 14 for Whitney. And that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, Schuyler County 43, Schuyler County 35. Back in a moment. This is KMU Sports.
Tired of the mid-box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small-town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience. Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
As we start the final quarter, 43-35, Schuyler was the lead in the basketball. It's Brody Weaver. Gives it to Mason Wendy at the top of the key to Cale. On the left wing beyond the arc. Back to seventh, top of the key. Inside, Cooper Amon. And Amon lost the handle on the basketball. Goes out of bounds and beats Scotland basketball. Corbin Blessing will inbound to Triplett. Triplett brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Blessing between the two circles. Back to Triplett, back to Blessing. Pass past to Hamlin on the left wing in the left corner. Triplett wide open for three. No good. And Cale Whitney comes off the rebound. Whitney will bring it across the timeline. Whitney has it between the two circles. Gives it to Smith. Now Brody Weaver. Cooper Amon. 12-footer off the baseline. Missed it. And Marcus Smith off the rebound for Scotland County. Triplett to Hamlin. Now Hamlin tried a no-look pass, stolen away by Schuyler. Seventh, gives it a Whitney on the left wing. Now Smith will try a three, full-time. 5 points to Connor Smith. Here comes Hamlin in a hurry to the left wing. Now Triplett dribbles in the left corner. Shot off on the baseline. Inside it goes to Vince Dale, puts it up and in. Dale has 10. 46-37. Schuyler with the lead in the basketball. 6.5 minutes to play. Cale Whitney to seventh at the top of the key. Connor Smith to Whitney in the left corner. Inside to Amon. Amon had lost the handle on the basketball. Goes out of bounds again. As Connor Smith will check out. And Ryan Ferris checks back in. Owen Triplett will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Triplett gives the ball to Blessing on the right wing beyond the arc. Out pops Smith between the two circles to Hamlin. Gives it back to Smith. Smith makes a bad pass. picked up by Ryan Ferris, and Ferris walked with it before he ran over Callan Hamlin. That was a break for Scotland County as Triplett clear to the right corner for Hamlin for three, bullseye. 12 points for Callum Hamlin. Timeout on the floor. 6:02 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 46, Scotland County 40. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
As a small business owner, the last thing you need is to be charged for being successful. That's why at Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we don't have all those annoying fees on our business checking accounts. We understand the amount of time and energy you are investing in our community with your business. Let us help you make it grow. Stop by one of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
6:02 left to play in the ball game. 46-40, Skyler with the lead and the basketball. Cale Windick brings it across the timeline. Scotland County goes back man-to-man as Cale Windick to the top of the key. Gives the ball to Sevich. Now high post, Amon. Amon will take it down to the block, lays it up, missed it to do the foul on Vince Dale. So Vince Dale picks up his 3rd personal foul. And Cooper Amon will go to the line to shoot a pair. He has 5, looking for 6. So Amon, first one on the way, got it. So 6 points for Cooper Amon. 7 points, Scotland County lead. Brody Weaver checks out. Connor Smith checks back in for the Rams. Amon, ice it, fires it, got it. 7 points. For Cooper Amon's 8-point scatter lead as Triplett will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Find Richmond, dribbles to the top of the key. Vince Dale. Dale tried to get it out on the wing to Corbin Blessing and throw it out of bounds. So 7th will inbound to Cale Windick. Windick will bring it across the timeline, man-to-man defense by Scotland. Gives the ball to Ferris, left side of the circle to Windy, top of the key. Bounce pass to Sevich. Sevich will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed the layup. And Corbin Blessing off the rebound. To Triplett. As Triplett brings it across the timeline, Richmond to the top of the key, to Smith on the left side of the circle, in the left corner to Triplett. Triplett gives it back to Richmond. Richmond. It's a shot high off the glass, no good. Cale Windick off the rebound. 3-on-1. He's got a fast break as Ryan Ferris finishes it. 8 points for Ferris. 10 points, Scotland lead. 4:35 left to play in the ball game. Richmond gives the ball to Blessing, top of the key. Now the right side of the circle to Triplett. Lost the ball. House loose on the floor. Picked up by Corbin Blessing, and he went over and back. So Hamlin will check back in. Marcus Smith sets down. 4:27 left to play. 50-40. Scott with the lead and the basketball. Connor Smith to Cale Windick. Windick has it between the two circles. As Windick gives it to Sevich in the right corner. Sevich gives it to Cooper Amon, left side of the circle. Now Windick on the left wing, and he'll dribble it back out between the two circles. Windick gives it to Cooper Amon on the right wing. Sevich on the right wing. And Sevich drives the baseline, kicks it out to Ferris in the left corner. Ferris jumps past to Windick on the left wing. Connor Smith to Ferris on the right wing. Ferris takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. And it looks like the rebound went out of bounds off of Richmond's back, but evidently not. So Owen Triplett. We'll bring it across the timeline as Triplett. Scotland County and a man-to-man. Blessing has it between the two circles. Blessing. Call a foul on somebody. Called it off Hamlin, and Hamlin just fouled out of the ball game. So Hamlin picked up his 5th foul. Bo Triplett will check back in. And now Scotland County wants a timeout. 3:36 left to play in the ballgame. Scotland County 50, Scotland County 40. Back in 60 seconds. This is K&M Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately, there's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
3:36 left to play in the ballgame. Schuyler County 50, Scotland 40. Schuyler with the basketball as Wendy will bring it across the timeline to set it on the right wing. There's between the two circles. Got Wendy on the left wing. Top Smith, top of the key. Smith gets to the seventh. Seventh cut off on the right baseline. Ryan Ferris. Ferris carried the basketball. So Scotland County gets it back. 3:13 left to play in the game. Down by 10. Wayne Scott gets it in to Triplett. Triplett gives it to Dale on the right wing beyond the arc. Dale, one dribble out to Scott. Scotland County man-to-man. Bo Triplett kicks it back out to Owen. Owen lost his handle on the basketball as he drove down the right lane. Stolen away by Connor Smith. It's Cale Windy. We'll bring it to the top of the key. Ryan Ferris, Connor Smith, back to seventh, top of the key. Now seventh sees it open. He takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. That's 12 points for Elliott, seven. 52-40, Scotland's biggest lead of the ball game. Bo Triplett has it over left wing. Richmond between the two circles. Richmond bounced fast to Dale out on the left wing. Dale takes it and walk through a double team, and he drew the foul. That's what he wanted to do. It fouls on Ferris. No, that's four fouls on Ryan Ferris. As Bodie Weaver will check in, Ryan Ferris checks out. 2:18 left to play in the game. Vince Dale will be at the line. He has 10. Looking for 11. He'll shoot a 1-1. As Dale eyes it, fires it, got it. 11 points for Vince Dale. Corbin Blessing checks in. Marcus Smith will check in. And Lane Stott will check out. 2:18 left to play in the game. 52-41 as Dale with 11 looking for 12. Shots on the way. Got it. Nothing but net. For Vince Staley has 12. Pressure by Scotland County. As Amon gives it to Stevens. Back to Amon. Down it goes to Brody Weaver. Weaver lost it but picked it back up. Kicks it back to Cale Wendy on the left wing. Down to 2 minutes left to play. It's Wendy. Wendy sees it open. Takes it through the hoop. Lays it up and got it. 16 points for Cale Wendy. Back to a 12-point Schuyler lead. Corbin Blessing on the right wing in the right corner to Richmond. Richmond takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. Tate Richmond's first two of the game. Timeout on the floor, 1:41 left to play. Schuyler County 54, Schuyler County 44, back in 30 seconds. This is K&M Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto, and equipment coverage. property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
54-44. Schuyler County up by 10, 1:41 left to play in the ball game. Well, it was a 60. I thought it was a 30. Jeremy Alston has said all he wants to say. Chris Pruitt still talking to his Rams. And it should be Schuyler basketball. We'll wait, and yep, Dubraim is going to inbound, pressure by Scotland County. So, Amon guarded by Marcus Smith. As now they get the cheerleaders back out of the way, as Cooper Amon looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Seventh. Now to Amon, gives it to Wendy. Wendy back to Amon, across the timeline to Smith. Smith back to Wendy. They try to get into a double team and a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on Tate Richmond. And that's who they're going to call it on. So Tate Richmond picks up his first foul. 16 foul against the Tigers. 1:30 left to play. Smith on the near sideline in the backcourt gets it to Wendy. Wendy brings it across the timeline. Wendy sees an opening, takes it right to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. But he's fouled by Marcus Smith. That's two fouls on Marcus Smith. Cale Wendy at the line to shoot a pair. He has 16 points, looking for 17. 1:22 left to play. Isaac fires it and got it. 17 points for Cale Wendy. 55-44, Schuyler with the lead. Coming up next, it's South Shelby and Knox County Girl. Wendy's next free throw up, missed it, but Ryan Ferris comes off the rebound. Ferris gets the ball out to Amon, and Amon had an opening, and if he went down the right lane, ball was knocked out of his hand out of bounds by Tate Richmond. Now Marcus Smith checks out, and Lane Scott checks back in. Wendy will inbound to Amon in the left-hand corner. Gets it back to Wendy. As Wendy kicks it back out to Amon in the left corner. Amon gives it over to Seventh. Seventh in the right corner to Ryan Ferris. As now Ferris is fouled by Corbin Blessing. So Corbin Blessing has his second personal foul. Exactly 60 seconds left to play in the game. As Ryan Ferris with 8 points, looking for 9. 55-44. Trying to add two. Shot after good.
That's why we're choosing
and
that's
the rebound.
Just
comes Vince Dale. Dale gives it to Richmond. Richmond across the timeline to Dale on the right side of the circle. Dale goes to the basket, lays it up. It goes down. It counts. And he's fouled. So Vince Dale with 14 points. And the foul's going to be on Cooper Amon. That's his first. Vince Dale at the line. He has 14, looking for 15. Isaac fires it and missed it. And Ryan Ferris off the rebound to Cooper Amon. Amon gives it back to Ferris and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Lane Stott, I believe. I just have to wait and see. Okay, it's going to be on Corbin's third, or Corbin Blessing. That's his third. So Ryan Ferris again at the line with 43 seconds left to play in the game. First shot up, missed it. And Vince Dale off the rebound. Dale gives the ball to Triplett. Triplett brings it across the timeline. Triplett had the ball kicked by Ryan Ferris. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. 34 seconds left to play. 9 points, Scotland lead, 55-46. Corbin Blessing to Triggers. gets it to Vince Dale out on the left wing. Vince Dale will take it to the hoop, puts up the shot, was blocked by Amon, but Dale got it back and put it back and up and in. He has 16. It's now Savage had the basketball out on the right wing. He was fouled. Fouled by Bluffing. That's his fourth. And Elliott Savage with 12 points, looking for 13. 21 seconds left to play. Savage, first shot. Up. Pinballs in and out, no good. That's a 10th team foul against Collin County. So double bonus for Skyler. Savage again with 12, looking for 13. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 13 for Elliott Savage. Scotland County, Lane Stott. Gets the ball to Triple. Back to Lane Stott. He'll try a three. No good. Tyler Smith off the rebound. Tail Wendy. And he is immediately fouled by Lane Stott. So Wendy will go to the line and shoot two shots. First foul on Lane Stott. 56-48 with 10 seconds left to play in the game. As Wendy, Isaac fires it and got it. That's 18 points for Tail Wendy. 57-48 is Wendy. Next shot up. Pinballs in and out and goes back down. 19 points to Tail Wendy. Richmond gets the inbound pass, takes it to the right wing. He'll try a three on the way. Bullseye. 5 points for Tate Richmond. Now that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Schuyler County 58, Scotland 51. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
When you think of home, you think of warmth, comfort, and peace of mind. When you choose FS Propane, you get just that. With Prairieland FS, you get our well-trained professional staff, along with an array of products and services to ensure that your propane system is functioning properly and efficiently. Prairieland FS also gives you a variety of convenient payment terms built around your family's needs. You'll have no worries with FS Propane. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or online at PrairielandFS.com.
Whether you're thinking of buying, improving, or refinancing, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has the terms and rates to put your plan into action for vehicle loans, home loans, personal loans, and ag loans. 7 Northeast Missouri locations have experienced staff ready and waiting to serve you in Cahoga, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland, serving the rural community for over 100 years. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We rely on millions of working people each day to help keep America strong and growing. When operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. It's the final as the Scotland County Rams won their 11th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 58-51. Take a look at scoring first four, Scotland County. Elliott Savage with 13, Cale Wendy with 19, Cooper Amon with 7, Connor Smith with 5, Ryan Ferris with 8, and Brody Weaver with 6. For Scotland County, Corbin Blessing with 6 points, Callum Hamlin with 12. Lane Sott with 3, Tate Richmond with 5, Marcus Smith with 2, Owen Triple with 8, and Vince Dale with 16. Schuyler County led 9-7 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Schuyler 13-10 in the second quarter. Tigers led 20-19 at the half. In the third quarter, Skyler outscored Scotland 24-15. Skyler led 43-35 after three. In the fourth quarter, Scotland outscored Skyler 16-15. But Skyler County wins at 58-51. Skyler County improves to 11-3. Scotland County 2-10. Coming up, Knox County and South Shelby. And we'll be back with that one in about 6 minutes, Hunter. This is KMM Sports.
Tonight's game between the Scotland County Tigers and the Schuyler County Rams is brought to you by these fine sponsors: Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Community Bank of Memphis, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Memphis, People's Bank of Wycona, Canton, and Cahokia, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, The Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster.